Hey everybody, it's your girl Nikki Washington. Welcome to another episode of Let Me Find Out, a witty take on life and culture. Now listen, I dare not come up in the spot like I ain't been gone for a minute. I dare not come up in the spot like I didn't leave y'all without something to step to. I dare not come in the spot as humbly as I know how, because why? I've been MIA. I know I've been MIA, but anybody who follows me on social media, you know, if I ain't doing nothing else, I am on my grind. So thank y'all for supporting me while I am on the grind. Been back for a minute, but I've been gone for a minute, but I'm back with the jump off. So thank y'all for tuning in. If you have read the title of the show, you know what it's about. It's about starting over. And how appropriate is it that we're talking about starting over as we enter this new season? I know it's unorthodox. If you've followed the podcast for any length of time, you know I usually take the summer off and we start again in the fall, but I'm switching it up. It's a new season. It's a new day. We got to switch the script up. So we're switching it up. Why? Because I know you need this content. I know you want to be edified, to be made to laugh, and to really just like kind of vacate everyday life for a second to kind of chill with your girl. So I'm glad you're vibing with me. Now listen. If this is your first time joining the podcast, thank you. Welcome. Please feel free to come on in, kick up your feet, take off your shoes, all that good stuff. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button so that I know that it's real. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, feel free to drop a comment, throw a like in there, a review, a rating. Any of these things help us to be found by people who might not find us otherwise. So thank you so much in advance for contributing to the cause. Consider it your version of bringing plates to the cookout. Thank you for contributing to the cookout. Now, for those of you who have been rocking with me from season one, first of all, thank you for staying down like four flat tires. Thank you that we go back like Cadillac seats. Thank you for just being a part of the mission. You know, the mission really is just to edify so that God will be glorified and to have fun while we're doing it. So thank you for being part of the crew. And as always, I appreciate you. You too can like, you too can share, you too can spread the gospel that is Let Me Find Out podcast. So without further ado, let's jump right into it. It's going to be short, sweet, to the point, a little nugget for you. We are simply going to be talking about ways to start over, tips to start over, keys. I think a lot of times we feel like, especially in a social media age, that there is, how do you say in English, that there is shame in starting over, that there is shame in having to say, you know what, I dropped the ball, or you know what, I didn't finish the project, or you know what, I didn't get to my weight goal, or you know what, my business was put on pause, or whatever your thing is, or you know what, I ended up getting divorced, whatever the thing is, right? But there is glory in being able to, one, acknowledge that you have not completed something, or acknowledged a failed place, or acknowledge a moment where you're like, you know what, I need to go back and start again. And then having the guts, because it takes guts, to get back up again and to start over and to pursue. It really is, in my humble opinion, it's easier to start the first time than it is the second time. I really do believe that. If you don't believe me, think about the diet industry, for example. They say that when you start on your journey of being healthier, better you, if you fall off, they say you gain more weight than when you lost the first time or had to lose the first time. And then they say that it's a much harder journey because you're having to mentally rev yourself up back over again. And if anybody can attest to that, I can. So what I've realized, one of the keys, step number one to really starting over well is first in your mentality. Again, one of the keys to really starting over well is first in your mentality. It is a battle of the mind. You have to make up in your mind that you are not a failure. You have to make up in your mind that what you paused doesn't mean it was the end of your assignment. It just meant that there was a momentary detour in your assignment. And you have to remind yourself that just because you had a flawed or a failed place doesn't make you a failure. So I really believe that first, one, it starts in the mindset, getting your mind right, making your mind come subject to the word of God, come subject to the Holy Spirit, come subject to what God says about you, so that you can really drown out the voices, the negative chatter, the internal dialogue that would cause you to believe that you are not a finisher. So number one, you have to regulate your thoughts, regulate your mind, regulate how you see yourself and how you see your assignment. Number two, plan. If I don't know anything else, it's not just because I'm a planner, by nature. It's not just because I'm very project oriented, but because I believe that there is something to be said in planning and strategy. I wholeheartedly believe that if you would just make up in your mind to have a plan and a strategy and to seek the Holy Spirit for it, that He will give us wisdom and witty insight. I think of it like this. Anybody who plans to build a building doesn't do so without a blueprint, right? You have to have a blueprint so that you can erect the building properly. The foundation is laid properly. You have all the measurements, or else you're going to have some janky houses. I don't know about you, but I've been in some places before where the architecture is just not functional. Like, have you ever walked in a house and you walk in and let's say you're going to use the restroom and the doorknob hits a cabinet in an awkward place, or you look at the design, you know, and you think to yourself, this would be a lot better if they like measured this differently, or like, I ain't gonna front y'all. Now, mind you, I am nobody's architect, so who are me to judge? But there have been moments where I have seen the non-functionality of a building, a door, where a sink was in relation to a cabinet, just stuff like that. And I thought to myself, this must have been a C student in design. I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying I've thought it. So I believe that when you have proper planning, just like Noah with the ark, when God gives you exact measurements and exact instructions and you follow those instructions to the T, I believe it tees you up for success. So again, number one, controlling and regulating and asking the Holy Spirit to govern how you think about your assignment, how you think about starting over. Number two, asking the Lord to give you insight on how to strategize and properly plan for success. Plan to succeed. You know, I had to really be honest with myself in that. Anyone who has been following my story on social media, particularly my Insta stories, I use that Insta story far more than I use my actual page. And I have been talking about how I'm getting ready to launch into entrepreneurship again. And I have been, you know, saving my coin and investing in my business and getting everything incorporated and getting all the business side aspects of it done. And what I realized in my saving and in my budgeting and doing my line items is that there was a part of me unknowingly that was planning for the what if it doesn't work out. And I think that there's a difference between thinking about what if it doesn't work out versus planning for best and worst case scenarios. So in other words, I think we should plan for best and worst, meaning you save in the lean and you save in the lush. But I don't think that you should expect for something not to work, because then that's a sign that we don't really trust God like we say we do. So I had to reconcile that with myself and say, okay, Nikki, are you really planning to succeed and being thoughtful and wise in how you steward your business budget? Or are you trying to buffer just in case it doesn't work out? And so I had to answer that question for myself, and I had to reconcile my faith to God and say, you know what, God, I trust you, and I am not planning to fail. I'm planning to succeed no matter what comes, hell or high water. I believe in what you said. I believe your word is true concerning my life. I believe your word is true concerning my business, and I will eat the good of the land so that I can bless other people. So I had to reconcile that within myself. So I would encourage you to do the same. Whatever your strategy is that God gives you, however He gives it to you, do not waver, do not doubt. Stand hard in that thing and believe that if He's giving you the instruction on how to go about the thing. Now, I'm talking about business. Your thing might be losing weight. Your thing might be entering a new relationship. Your thing might be serving in ministry, answering your calling. Your thing might just be going to work every day and trying to do that in excellence and trying to attack your job with a certain level of excellence and acumen that you have not had before. So whatever the thing is, I believe wholeheartedly in really submitting your thoughts to God so that He can give us instruction on how to properly plan for success. So again, number one, making sure that we regulate our thoughts through the Holy Spirit. Number two, making sure that we strategize and plan for success. And the third thing I think is, I won't say it's the most important thing, but I think it is really, really heavy on the list. I really believe wholeheartedly in seeking God for instruction on how to build a team, a solid team of accountability, a solid team of encouragers. Because like I said before, when you are starting over, if I don't know anything else, it is not a journey that is often taken alone. Don't get me wrong. You have a singular focus and a singular thing that you have to do on your own. However, everybody needs an errand and a herd to lift up their arms. Everybody needs someone to say, you can do it. You got it. Everyone needs someone that says, you know what? I know it didn't work out the first time, but go back and try again. So I would encourage you to have a solid system of accountability. ability, and really just people who are going to cheer you on and not be negative Nancy's, you know, especially, like I said, in social media, we live in a space where you see somebody work out one day, you don't see it for 6 months and you see it again. And then all of a sudden here come the critics like, oh, you starting over again. Oh, you fell off again. Oh, you'll fall off again in a couple months. It don't matter. Please hear me when I say, don't let social media optics fool you into believing that everybody is as consistent as social media would have you to believe they are. It is not true. Everybody has an area of inconsistency. Everybody has an area of inconsistency. Just because your area is not their area doesn't make anyone better or worse than the other. It just means we all are human and we all have growth moments and things that we have to grow through. And as long as you have breath in your body and as long as you have strength in your lungs, there is another day to get it right, another day to be consistent, and another day to go to the distance. So get people in your corner who are going to rally around you, who are going to cheer you on, who are going to support your start, and who are going to tell you what God says about your purpose and your plan. Get people around you that know what God has on your life, that know who God has called you to be, so they can hold you accountable to the highest version of yourself in God. So I don't know if you've noticed the theme of this little nugget, of this little snippet, but in every point, in all 3 points that we presented tonight, the key theme is submitting who you are to God for instruction, submitting your thoughts to God so that he can regulate, submitting your social circle to God so that he can surround you with a hedge of protection of people that are going to love you to your place of better. So I hope this snippet encouraged you. I know these shows are shorter than I normally make them, but it's because, you know, I am on my grind and I also am building a business. So I want to make sure that I do everything in excellence. So if I got to give, you know, a 15-minute show here as opposed to a 30-minute show that I normally do, and that's just what's going to be for a while. But trust, they're going to be packed with things that you can use, quick shots in the arm to hopefully either make you laugh, make you think. It might even make you mad. And if it does, you can hit me up on social media where you can let me know how you feel at Nick, N-I-K-K, Washington, at any social media outlet. Y'all like how I did that segue right there? A little something for the crew. So yeah, if you want to hit me up, please feel free to follow me, repost, tag, like. Let me know that you're listening. Let me know that it's real on any social media. I am mostly on Instagram, again, at Nick, N-I-K-K, last name Washington. I have a Facebook page that I barely use, full disclosure, but I will check my inbox. And when I see your message, I will reply. I also am on TikTok and Snapchat. I haven't used that in forever. I'm on Twitter. I'm trying to get back to using that. So if you are on any of those social media sites, again, Nick, N-I-K-K, last name Washington, and I'll be glad to reply. If there's any topic that you'd like to see on the show, again, you know what to do. Hit me up and I got you. I'm your girl. I'm gonna make it happen. As always, thank you guys so much for being a part of this mission. Thank you for being patient with me and rocking with me through the ebbs and flows of life. Anyone who knows me knows that for the most part, I am a pretty solid and consistent person, but I am learning to be okay with the gaps. I am learning to be okay in those moments where, hey, I'm not going to be able to show up in the way that I'm going to be able to show up, but I'll still show up. So it might not be a podcast, but it might be some content online. It might not be a 15-minute podcast. It might be a 10-minute podcast. It might not be, you know, coming to your church. It might be going to your YouTube page, but please believe, as sure as God lives, I will do my best to answer the call and show up wherever he calls me to. So thank you so much for being a part of the mission. And as always, till we meet again, you're listening to Let Me Find Out.